This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The FDA has a new leader at the helm. Joining us with an update from our nation's capital is Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, the confirmation of a new FDA commissioner this week. Tell us about it.
The new commissioner is actually a cardiologist from North Carolina named Robert Califf, and he served in the FDA under President Obama, so more than 4 years ago, and then went back into academia, and then he was confirmed this week by the Senate to be the next FDA commissioner. That position has actually been vacant. They had an acting commissioner for most of the past year, but there's been a lack of leadership at the top level until now with Califf's confirmation. What we're hoping, Bill, from a dairy standpoint, is that one of his priorities is dealing with this issue that we've been talking about for many years, and that is the lack of enforcement of FDA standards regarding dairy labeling, or specifically the labeling of imitation, fake, in many cases, dairy products made from plants and other sources. That's got to be an issue for Califf, and it needs to be a priority. And it was something that we have mentioned during his confirmation process in the Senate. And now that he's changing the nameplate on the office, we need him to deal with this issue.
There seems to be a lot of, you know, like nutritional confusion over the products these days.
That's been our key message here, is that not all milks are created equal. And the difference in where they come from affects not just their name, but ultimately the amount of nutrition that people receive, and that across the board, things made from almonds or seeds or beans do not have that same consistent nutritional profile that milk has, with the protein and calcium and 9 other vitamins and minerals. And the same also goes for things like cheese and butter, where you have plant-based imitators, increasingly in the dairy case. Yogurt is another example. And none of these things have the same nutritional consistency and the same profile. And it becomes a public health issue. And that was something that we have raised multiple times with the Food and Drug Administration, that not everyone, but certainly a lot of people may just blithely assume that there is nutritional consistency among all things that are called milk or yogurt. That is not the case, and that's where it becomes an issue of the federal government needing to do something in terms of defending existing standards. We're not asking them to create a new standard, but defending existing standards defining milk as something that comes from an animal. Now, the good news, Bill, also is that we received word, even before Dr. Califf was confirmed this week, that one of the things the FDA may do this year is issue some specific guidance on these plant-based dairy imitators. We don't know for certain that that's going to be coming. I think it would have been unlikely had they not had a new commissioner in place. But now with Califf taking the reins at FDA, hopefully it means that there will be, two things. Number one, the guidance coming out, and then more specifically, the guidance will crack down on misuse of these dairy terms.
So for the past 5 or 6 years, it seems like we've had a little bit of instability as far as FDA leadership.
We've had basically two other commissioners and then an acting commissioner. So there hasn't been a lot of consistency in leadership at FDA in the past few years. And when you have a major high-profile issue like the dairy labeling one, that's where you need to have someone permanently in place who can make the choices that need to be made. The other thing that's coming down the pike and really is staring us in the face, Bill, it's not necessarily just these plant-based food imitators, but the issue of cell-cultured dairy and animal proteins, things that replicate the chemical consistency of dairy proteins or fish or poultry or meat, but they are made in a laboratory using cell culture technology. You were starting to see some of those things appear in the market in limited capacities. They're going to expand in the coming years, and that also is going to present some labeling issues. So FDA really needs to get on top of this because the technology is changing more rapidly than the labeling guidance has.
Well, a good first step in the right direction by confirming Dr. Robert Califf as the new FDA commissioner. Our thanks to Chris Galen, the Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. More details at nmpf.org. Coming up tomorrow on our Feed Forum Friday, Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, discusses amino acids. Join us for that tomorrow. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.